USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he won't impose tariffs on goods imported from Mexico on Monday because Mexico has, quote, agreed to take strong measures to stop the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. Among those measures, the deployment of National Guard troops throughout the country, especially on the southern border with Guatemala. Mexico's ambassador to the United States, Martha Barcina.
The United States and Mexico commit to a Mexican enforcement surge.
The U.S. also agreed to contribute more to development assistance, not just in Central America, but also in southern Mexico. That's also funding that the Trump administration recently cut off. But Mexico insisted that the U.S. contributes to the root cause, poverty and violence, which is why people are trying to get to the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape, get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Former Minneapolis police officer Mohamed Noor was sentenced Friday to 12 years in prison for the fatal shooting of a woman while responding to her 911 call.
I call this tragedy, and it is my burden. I wish, though, that I could relieve that burden others feel from the loss that I caused. I cannot, and that is a troubling reality for me. I will think about Ms. Ruschek and her family forever.
A public hearing is set by the House Intelligence Committee on the counterintelligence implications of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. The hearing will be held next Wednesday and will feature testimony from former FBI officials who worked in the Bureau's National Security Branch. This will be the first in a series of hearings the committee plans to hold on Mueller's investigation into Russian election interference and possible links with the Trump campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Department of Defense has lodged a formal diplomatic complaint to Moscow after a Russian destroyer came within 165 feet of a U.S. guided missile cruiser in the East China Sea. John Clemens reports.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the USS Chancellorsville was forced to take emergency action to avoid a collision.
The unsafe, unprofessional acts certainly put our men and women at risk.
The Chancellorsville was forced to execute all engines back full to maneuver away from the Russian destroyer. Mr. Shanahan said this incident will not deter the mission in the eastern part of the East China Sea.
Unsafe, unprofessional acts will not deter us from conducting operations.
I'm John Clemens.
The body of an original Mouseketeer has been identified in southern Oregon. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
And before we are done.
A body that was found in an Oregon home 2 months ago has now been identified as that of long-missing Dennis Day, one of the original members of the Mickey Mouse Club TV show from the 1950s. His death is under investigation. Day was reported missing in mid-July by his husband, who suffers memory loss and was in the hospital at the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.